Alchemy.
There you go.
Hey, second time's a charm again.
Yeah, I don't know what was up. When I pressed it, like I said, it just... Yeah.
Just wasn't happening.
Nope.
Alright. Well, Anchor, check that out, y'all. Got some glitches.
Glitches for the bitches.
That's right, glitches for the bitches.
Yo, that needs to be the...
That might be the... Yeah.
Podcast title.
Everybody, the bitches definitely got glitches. Oh my gosh. I'm hungry.
Yo, I'm hungry. I've been eating. But not on purpose. Like, sometimes I just don't feel, like, hungry. You know what I'm saying? Like, later in the day. So I'll just be chilling.
I got you. Well, I ate earlier, but I'm still hungry. Because when you eat, like, I eat a lot of vegetarian things. And you just be hungry again later. Well, not technically leaves, but... You know,
I just heard, didn't you?
You know what I mean. And it, it's like if you eat vegetables or something, you'll be hungry like an hour later.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. Anyway.
So what's up?
Starting to feel the effects of this, not going anywhere, can't go anywhere. I need a haircut very badly.
Right.
You know, I'm only... You know, once again, people always go, oh, look at the little wheelchair people, so inspirational. But I'm about to go nuts over here. For real, for real. quarantine times. Anyway. It's starting to get warmer out. You know, that's good. So, you know, getting them summer vibes.
Yeah, what is it? It's 83 degrees outside.
It's pretty toasty out there. Be good for a cookout, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. I did not realize today that it was an appetizer sundae, so I missed the whole entire day pretty much. So I'm sad
about that.
Normally we talk about it, so I didn't know that, like...
They didn't make an announcement?
Yeah, you know how usually I tell you, like, it's on the calendar? That was I did not see it on there.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, so... Say what?
Like, come over and knock on your door and be like, yo.
Yeah, I saw pictures on Facebook and I was like, what?
In your own. You know what? This is betrayal in your own home.
Yo, I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Not wow.
I was like, well, but not. I just thought it was funny because I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That was today, so.
Got
that's that, that's what happens. You snooze, you lose. I mean, I'm sure there's still food out there, but you know, I like to be a part of the whole day.
Who wouldn't want to be? I mean,
exactly.
I feel like being at your house is just like appetizers would just show up on the kitchen counter, like every hour and a half. I would just do a rotation around the kitchen and be like, ooh, okay, grab a couple of these. Ooh, what do we have here? Yeah.
Exactly. Fucking cheese.
We could always come over to my house and be like, ooh, prepackaged cheese and cracker things. Oh yeah, oh. Some carrots, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, celery. Oh. Oh, you got hummus big time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yo, 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 and yo, yo, it's Simon Illa.
And it's Jay.
And it's the Two Games Walk Into a Bar podcast brought to you via the Anchor app. Y'all go to anchor.fm or get the app. You can make a podcast, you know, like everybody else is doing, and ain't nobody listening anyway. They're going to get tired of podcasts eventually.
Thanks.
But until then, you can record, edit, distribute your own podcast on the Anchor app. So that's what I do. I use my iPad and I call Jay. Jay calls in on the phone and we do this little thing seamlessly. It's like we're in the same room, but we're not. Yeah.
We're not.
We're
quite good that we're not.
Right. Quarantined. Right. As they say. And who produces this podcast?
Oh, just Alchemy LLC.
That is correct. So, it's appetizer Sunday. We found out, apparently, a little too late.
Yeah.
But it happens. So, yeah, you might have to make a couple convenient passes in the kitchen. Just to, you know...
Just to be around.
See what's around, right? So, summer, you know, is basically here, almost. Graduating, people are graduating.
Yeah, my graduations. She graduated college.
I saw that. Congratulations to her. Shout out to her. That's always awesome. What do you have any? Because you and I both had two graduations. Look at us, educated. Do you have any good or interesting graduation memories?
No, I don't remember really. I was just ready to go. I just remember having dinner.
Gotcha. So you don't...
My mom in high school, I think, she did throw a graduation party for me at the house.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's dope. How did that go?
It was cool. I had, like, catering and stuff.
Oh, dang.
So I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure there was catering.
You said that was high school graduation?
Yeah.
Dope. Okay.
And then for my college, we had something similar again at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people came through and
nice.
Congratulated me and kept it going on my life. That's just because, like, I've never really been, like, big about college, to be honest.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know, like, I didn't really like school that much after, I feel like, elementary school.
I get it. A lot of people
didn't.
Once
it started getting real, you know, I was like, this is a lot to do. But, I'm like, grateful that I got to go through college because, you know, some people can't have that opportunity.
Absolutely.
I just was glad I was out of there.
Yeah, no, I dig it.
Because people would be like, oh, you want to get a master's degree? Definitely not. Like, I was lucky enough to get through to get my bachelor's degree.
I like that you just said that so casually. Like, get a master's degree? I think not.
Like,
no.
No. But what about, because you went to school, right?
Mm-hmm. You mean like regular school?
Like,
no, fine.
I'm like not, college. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, I went to university.
You went to college. Yeah, because
you
got like a degree in something completely random.
Let me backtrack and then I'll work backwards. But yes, I have a degree in physical geography and atmospheric science, which is climatology. So I studied like weather and geography and volcanology and oceanography, all the geographies. I studied most of them. And I almost had a minor in African American studies. I was one class away from a minor, a double minor. So yeah, I did graduate. I was the first person in my family to graduate college.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, I think that is exciting. Like, it makes it more exciting.
Yeah.
Like, my mom, she went to college.
Yeah, your mom.
So I really wasn't the first person to do it or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's really dope.
It is, and here's the thing, like, you know, there was a little bit of jealousy amongst some of my family because I graduated because I got a lot of attention for that, but here's the thing, what they failed to notice is, one thing that happened on my graduation day that I was more happy about, because you talked about having a dinner, okay, so here's the thing, my family is interesting, I'll put it that way, so my grandparents were divorced. Like, you know, my aunt and my grandfather didn't get along. I had a plethora of friends in college who were not all Caucasian. And what I mean by that is some of my family was ignorant. I don't want to say racist. I think they were just, they didn't know anybody but white people. So the night after I graduated, after my graduation, that evening, we all went to I think it was like TGI Fridays or something. And the best thing about my graduation, I kid you not. Well, besides I got to make a lot of music in college. That's when I started producing. But the best thing about college to me was not even the diploma, not all that stuff. The night of my graduation, a bunch of my family and my friends sat around at TGI Fridays together with my grandfather there, and he bought everyone dinner. Excuse me. I'd never seen that man get along with everybody, and he got along with everybody. Wow. And I was looking around at the table going, this is awesome. Like, so basically I went to college to get my family to get along for one night. So.
Whoa. If that's inspiring.
Isn't it? Like, fuck the degree. You know what I mean? I was like, yo, who cares about that? But yeah, so, but I don't remember, actually I had this thought the other day. I don't remember my college graduation ceremony. How weird is that?
Yeah, I guess I could understand that, because, like, I remember mine, and I was just sitting there like, bro.
Like, did you go across the stage, though?
Yeah.
See, I think I did, too, and I just don't remember it.
Yo, I remember, I worked in a graduate, but I've always been kind of spoiled.
No way.
So, I was at a college graduation, and one of the people there liked me so much, they let me eat some of the premium food that they had there that was only for the faculty. Like, I got to have, and it was some high-class shit. I was like, wow, y'all really out here. And I got to have some. I don't remember why, but they invited me in, and they were like, yo, you can have some, Jay. And I was like, get out of town.
Wow.
And so I did eat some of it. I've always liked food, so
of course.
If anybody ever wanted to, like, you know, get me going, like, that's the way to do it.
Right, the motivation.
Yep.
So, if we're, like, working on a project and we got a deadline, I'm like, look, Jake, I have some Postmates on the way to your house. You're like, yo, let's go.
Let's go. Like, I don't need much.
Okay.
I'm very simple. Food is always,
right,
always a motivator.
The creme brulee is like the, that's like, you know, if you want to give a thoughtful gift, creme brulee.
Yeah, because food is important. It helps you survive.
It really does. Yes.
So,
indeed.
I mean, you know.
At my high school graduation, I remember that very well. And if you never, well, we live in Georgia here now, but in the Midwest in the summer, the heat is unbearable. It's super hot, super humid. We were in the gymnasium of my high school, and I walked in, like, I mean, I assume you had to walk in with somebody at your graduation because they pair you up. So I was paired up with this girl who I worked with. Like, she and I both had an after-school job. And we grew up together. We didn't really hang out together, but we worked together. And they always did boy-girl at our school for some reason. You know, yay, the 90s. So I got paired up with her. Her name is Heather. Shout out to Heather. And so we got paired up, and we were cool with that because we were buddies. Sure, we'll walk in together. But because of the way the gymnasium was set up, my seat, if you can imagine, was on the far left side if you're facing the stage, and the aisle was in the middle. So they're like, when you go in, you and Heather, just go to the left and go to your seat. So you're basically breaking out of the line that'll go down the middle, and you'll just go to the left. I said, okay. So we did that, right? The cool thing was, once we had our diplomas, it was so hot in there, and people started walking out, like when they did the outro thing. The front row started going, and I looked at her. She looked at me. I said, I'm tired of this shit. She goes, yeah, me too. You ready? I go, yeah, let's just go. So we just turned around and totally cut in line, totally ruining the uniformity, and just busted in the line and walked out the gym. That was so funny. Thank God people didn't, like, film everything back then, because I'm sure my grandmother would have been like, what the hell were you doing? You know.
Oh,
that was like my big act of defiance in high school. Because I was like, what are they going to do? I got my diploma, you know?
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah. And then, speaking of, always a little party, had a little party at my house with a couple, like, some close friends and some family friends came over, and I think we had pizza and hung out and all that, you know? It was awesome. It was fun.
Yo, that's so fun.
That's cool. My grandma was very sweet. She was so happy. And I'm actually bummed because she bought me a old school pocket watch. Are you familiar with those? Where it's like a watch, you don't put it on your wrist. But it's like you'd put it in your pocket or something. That's why they call it a pocket watch. Duh. Anyway. But anyway, it's just a nice, like, thoughtful gift you'd get for a graduate, you know what I mean? Like a sophisticated gift, you know? And I don't know whatever happened to it. Anyway.
Hmm.
Did you have a class?
I never had a pocket.
Did you have a class ring? Do people even do those anymore?
I did not. I didn't get a class
ring. Oh, that's wild. Okay. I got one, but they didn't make the men's sizes in little kid sizes. So I basically had, like, the quote-unquote girl design ring, because it was so tiny. So I did wear a class ring.
You did? Yeah, my parents wouldn't get them.
They wouldn't get one?
For me, yeah.
What a bummer. Well, I lost mine, so it'll make you feel better. I think that thing was like $200-something, too. Ridiculous. So, it just said, yeah, I graduated, basically. Class of... Yeah, so, you're not old enough. Wait until you get to a class reunion age. Those are fun.
Oh, dude. Wait, that's like every 10 years.
Every 10 years, yep. So you got a few more years. But I'll tell you this. I've never felt more different than I did when I went to my first reunion. Because I went, and I lived in Philadelphia for, like, what? Ooh, damn. 5-6 years at the time? I guess? No, wait, not that long. 3 or 4 years. Anyway, I went there. You're talking about going to this small town. You know, not much has changed. I showed up wearing, like, a baseball jersey, a matching fitted hat, diamond earrings. I couldn't have been more different than what I was when I was in high school. It was interesting. So, and then everybody had to remind me who everyone was. So, okay. I know. So I was like, who is that? Oh, wait, I remember them. What do they do now? By the way, some of the stereotypes we have in society, a lot of them wrong, yes. Some of them accurate. Because... I would like to quiz you on this. I mean, I'm not going to force you to get it right. Or assume you're going to get it right. But the high school bully, would you like to guess what he became as an adult?
Drug dealer.
No. That's a thought, because you're in Atlanta. He became a cop. So there you go.
Yeah. Oh, well,
that might have been your second choice. So, so many things make sense. So you're like, oh yeah, he like bossing people around. That makes sense, you know? So, then some of my friends, I was pretty surprised. I was like, a couple of friends became, like one of my friends became a very successful lawyer in Chicago. I was like, dang, okay. Like already killing it before he was 30, you know? It's like, that's dope. So, anyway.
Oh, okay. Most people are on Facebook.
That's true.
Most of them are just doing, like, the same things.
Well, that's true. But that's interesting, though, because you being a different, you know, generation, you're getting to see them, you know, a lot more than I did. You know, when you graduated, you just didn't see people for years. You had no idea what they were doing. So, although the biggest flex of my high school class, graduating class, was packed, because when we went to our reunion, it was me, my other best friend, Pete, but people were like, where's Pat at? Where's he at? That dude was on tour in Europe. So, oh, I know, yeah, right? That's what I said. I was like, oh, he's playing in a band. He's in Europe right now. So he couldn't make it to this. So yeah, I was pretty badass.
That's pretty
funny. It is. I actually left my high school reunion early. I only stayed for like 45 minutes or an hour. Because I didn't feel... People didn't really hang out with me in high school. I was kind of a loner. I hung out with my two best friends, you know? And I wasn't very popular. And I kind of felt like an outsider again when I went to the reunion. So I just took my friends and we went out for pizza instead of hanging out at the graduation or the reunion, I'm sorry. Yeah. So that's what we did. Anyway.
Yo, that sounds fun.
It was a lot.
I like.
It was fun.
Like pizza. That's.
I will say this, and anyone that listens to this that might be from my hometown or they know my hometown, this is gonna be a weird ass circumstance, but if either of us, or if I make a trip, and for some weird ass reason, you travel with me, we'll go to my hometown and go to this place called Joe's Pizza. Oh my gosh. You'd be so happy you did. The pizza is so good. It's ridiculous. Anyway.
Joe's Pizza, and that's where you're at?
That's where I'm from, Paris, Illinois. Joe's Pizza. And when we were kids, it was so popular. The only explanation they could give, they're like, why is it so good? And it, you know how people start rumors. People said, oh, there's drugs in the pizza. That's what people said. Right. Exactly. Speaking of hometown things, couple things. My niece's birthday was yesterday.
Was yesterday, yes.
And I got her a gift. I don't know if I told you about this. Did I tell you what I got her?
Yeah, you told me. Did she get excited about the Black
Mickey? She did, and he did it. And he sent me a video. He's so nice. He wished her happy birthday. I sent it to her at midnight. And, she's a teenager. So, rightfully so, she ignored my text for about 45 minutes. So I was like, okay, maybe she's asleep. Then about 12:45, Saturday morning, I get a barrage of texts. You know, OMG. You know, holy crap. Oh my God. All the exclamation points. She was stoked. So shout out to Black Bear. He really made her day, for real. Possibly her year. But.
Yo, that's so awesome. That's like.
It is, isn't it? He was so nice to do it. And now, though, I think I made it tough for myself. Because now what do I do? Think about that. She just turned 14. I gotta wish her happy birthday for many more years. Yeah, remember that? Yeah.
Well, then,
so yeah. Now what do I gotta do to top that shit?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm so out of touch, too. It's like, I know there's an age difference between us, but shit, age difference between me and my niece, forget about it. You know, she thinks I'm an old man. So. Right. I was like, how am I going to do this for the next, however many years, she wants her uncle to wish her happy birthday. I would assume forever, but, I don't know what I'm going to do next year. I'm about to I don't know, who knows? Who knows? We'll figure it out, but maybe people can send me ideas. I told her, though, for my birthday, which is a week from Friday, I'm going to send her a list of celebrities that I like. So she can have them tell me happy birthday.
Oh, that yeah, and then she makes that happen. That would be interesting.
You know what I really want to happen, but I'm always weird asking because you know, I have very cool friends. Here's on my birthday wish list. What do you think I'd have to do to get Carrie Hilson to sing Happy Birthday to me?
That'd be easy though, because you
know. Oh, yeah, it's true. I feel weird asking her though. I'd almost like, I'd be like, nudge, nudge, hey, what's up? If she did, that'd be amazing. She would though. You know. I have to put that down on my Christmas. This would be on my Christmas list too. And birthday wish list. This is what's happening to my brain. My brain is deteriorating from not being outside. By the way, people are out and about shopping. You know, George is opening back up. Yeah. People are out there. So, anyway, I went to La Perea yesterday. Got carry out.
How was the crowd?
I mean, they only do carry out. So hardly anyone there. You go there, they basically have the outdoor patio set up to where they block it off every 6 feet. So you stand by one of the markers. When it's your turn, you go to the counter. They have set up and you say, I pre-ordered, here's my name. They go in, they bring you a bag. They hand it to you. They're wearing gloves, they're wearing masks. And they go, here you go. Enjoy. And that's it. And you walk back out. You never really go inside because you're always on the patio. So, yeah. Wasn't too bad of an experience. You know? Anywho, so what have you been up to this week? Enough about me.
Nothing.
I know, yeah. It definitely makes a podcast difficult. When we're not doing anything other than like making beats or working on, you know, our normal thing. Because it's not always something new to talk about, you know?
Yeah, I've just been dealing with artists. Huh? Just talking.
Are you having more dilemmas?
It's just ignorance. Like, artists get mad about publishing, artists get mad about, artists just be mad, but I understand that a lot of times they're just not educated.
Yeah.
So they get upset about, like, when they buy beats, they're like, oh, you should have told me that, and it's like, what? Who? I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, it's the same issue going on.
It's the same conversation. Yeah.
Well, let's do this. Let's, because, you know, this is our podcast. It's our rules. So let's just state the rules for what, and, you know, and then if people are like, I understand, then be like, okay, listen to this podcast. You know what I'm saying? And then you'll have it all explained. Yeah. So the main dilemma is primarily people getting exclusive beats or whatever, not wanting to give you splits.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's not even exclusive. It's leased beats in a package, a beat package.
Okay. Well, this can be easily explained. To any people out there that don't understand this, that is nature. By nature, you owe the producer who contributed half of the composition, $30 or whatever the little beat license or leasing fee is nothing. It's unfair. That's really for their time that they took to make the beat. That has nothing to do with their intellectual property. So if you get 1 million plays, whatever royalties you get should be split with the producer. And if you don't want to do that and you think you're going to get 1 million spins, give the producer, I don't know, $20,000, $30,000 for their beat and then buy it outright.
And my thing is, like, in the grand scheme of things, royalties are not that much. Like, I'm not gonna, like, chase artists because I know they're all not gonna do it.
Right.
But, at the same token, I do just put it in my, you know, have it in my agreement for my ass. Mm-hmm. You know, so if anything did calm down, because if a song blows up, I'm going to hear about it. For the most part, most artists I work with, I know they're not getting that many streams. You know, so.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like I say this all the time, and I hate having to repeat this, is the fact that, like, this is the music business. Like, a lot of artists just want to be on the creative side and get selfish, and they're like, oh, I don't want to give you 50%. And then they're ignorant into the fact, like, oh, if I perform a show and I get $50,000, are you going to get $25,000? Like, no, that's not how it works, bro. You know, if you get $50,000 at a show, that does not mean I get $20,000. Like, if that was the case, you know how many producers would be freaking
rich? Oh, filthy rich.
No, they'd be rich as shit.
But that wouldn't even exist. Like, they'd make a new business model. That makes no sense. What they're lacking to understand is you're getting paid off of performance and sales. Like, here's the thing. I'm going to be a total dick. For all y'all artists out there, don't be dumb, okay? Educate yourself on what being an artist is. If you're on tour, you're getting paid. By the way, if you worried about a $30 beat, you ain't playing no $50,000 show. If you're playing a $50,000 show, you're a professional, so you know how this works. So pay your producers. They get paid when you get paid. It's actually a blessing because they get paid. You don't have to see the money. So if you made, say you made $10,000 on a song, you split it with a producer. Don't be mad because you didn't get $10,000. Be happy because your ass got $5,000. Like, that's how it is.
Exactly.
And like I said, if you don't want to pay the producer later on, that's how this works. Because if you blow up that big, you deserve that money. If you have a song, Jay, that gets a million spins, and the artist is dope, they deserve the money that's coming to them, and so do you. Because you made people happy 1 million times. That's how I look at it.
Thanks.
So
It's so.
But here's what I'm saying. I care about you very much. We are good friends. Yeah. The thing I don't want you to do is keep stressing this, because I will say it, if you won't, people are just being ignorant. If you're tripping about giving your producer 50%, I'm talking to the artist here. If you're tripping about this, get out of the business. Don't even be an artist. Go work at fucking McDonald's and do your little rap thing with free beats, and just keep sucking, okay? Seriously.
Because,
like, if you're a pro, that's how this works. By the way, you know, perfect example. I have a song coming out soon with an artist I'm developing. There's 5 of us writers on it. Do you think I'm mad because I don't get 50%? No. I'm happy with my percent because I got to contribute to a dope-ass song. Everybody deserves their split. By the way, we have a musician on the song. Now, we could operate it this way. We'll pay you outright to play on the song to the musician. But you know what? We don't operate that way. We say, we're going to give you a cut of the song. So basically, if the song blows up, say it, or it gets a licensing fee or something, everyone involved gets money. That's how this works. Because we're not working with a budget. If we're working with a budget, we're doing a for hire. That's different. People just need to educate themselves. That's the only thing, Jay. They don't know what they're doing. You know, you have to educate them and not be mad. And like I said, if they don't get it.
Yo, because people will be cussing me out, right? Like, this guy said, I was on ho shit for getting 50%. And, like, it's shit.
But here's the thing.
Crazy.
If somebody says you're on some hoe shit, first of all, they're ignorant as fuck, okay? Because people do that stuff, and they want, like, if you want to be an artist in this business, you know what's fair and what's right. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. And I tell artists, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I try to educate, like, even in one of my emails, I told him, and, like, I've had BMI for a while. I made $2. Like, just to like clarify that, like, because artists seem to think that like you're getting just a buttload of money, you know, off of royalties for whatever reason, and depending on what you're doing, who you're doing it with, it may not be that much.
Well, here's the thing. If you get a buttload of royalties, they're getting exactly what you're getting. So they're also getting a buttload. Also, the song wouldn't even exist if you didn't make the beat. So this goes out to people that say that dumb stuff. By the way, you're much nicer than me. As soon as anyone says anything ignorant to me, I just shut down. I'm not even going to respond. If you can't conduct yourselves professionally, I like that people think that this business is not conducted this way.
It's not. It's not. And the other thing.
Go ahead. You said the other thing.
No, I just saying people.
No, I thought you were about to make another point. Well, yeah. So, yeah, before you go and email, you know, I'm talking about artists. Before you go email artists out, do some research. Because you just don't need to waste your time on that. Because you spend a lot of energy going back and forth with people. It's a waste of time. Just keep hustling. Tell them to do their research and then reach out to you again once they know. You know, like I said, and if they're that good, shit, give me $10,000 if you want to buy it outright.
Right.
Maybe I'll regret it later, but at least I'll have 10 grand. I don't know. That's just a random number, but that's what I mean. If people want to give you $30 and that's it, that's an insult. That's like, okay, do a guest verse for me for $20. See how quick their story, how quick they change. You're like, that's a ripoff. Yes, yes, it is. Anyway. So, yeah.
Yes.
I don't want you to have to think about that crap anymore, so.
It's just because I get all the emails.
I know.
And stuff. And so, it's kind of like, it's just. But again, you can only do so much, you know, to educate art. Like, if they want to be educated, then. They want to be educated.
Yes. Yep.
And then, yeah, that's just it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Yeah. And also, I would think too with everything going on right now, that people are just stuck inside and have nothing to do but get agitated and angry about their $30 they just spent. Also, if you're sweating $30.
And these people only spent 20.
Okay.
They spent
on a beat pack.
So, yeah.
Y'all have nothing to complain about.
I know. It's just, yeah.
You should just have like a short answer for everyone and be like, don't like it, don't buy it, move on. It's not worth $20. They're giving you like $100 worth of stress.
That's true.
I mean, for real. You're probably spending 5 times as much energy stressing their little emails than you are, you know, like, you wouldn't even need that $20.
Excellent.
So, just say, pay me for my suffering. You still gotta give me 50%.
Yeah, because I think, like you said, like, I put as much as I can, you know, to try to tell people. Because, like, I'll have people like, oh, you should have said that in the ad. What ad have you ever known, like, ever, that has said all of the fine print or whatever stuff in the actual ad itself?
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's on you.
But don't they read that before they buy?
It's not my problem.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
I'm saying, do they read that before they buy?
Probably not, no.
But what I'm saying, but the details are outlined when they buy. Before they buy, correct?
Yeah, on the page itself, it says that, like, you'll be given royalty information and all that stuff. So
does it say you're, does it say you're retaining your 50%?
Won't they?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's in the agreement.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. And before they pay, they have to see the agreement.
Oh, no, that's just in there. Like, it's just like if you bought a beat from Airbit, like, you would get sent the agreement to your email.
But that's weird if you don't see the agreement till you pay. That's kind of sketchy.
You think
Yeah, it's very sketchy. Because you don't know what you're getting into. Because it's like, what if I bought a car from the dealership, I paid cash, then when I get the car home, somebody comes over and just takes my car, I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Like, oh, you didn't see that after you paid, you, here's...
Yeah, I mean, it tells them what kind of, like, leasing rights and all that stuff.
Before they buy.
Like, before.
Okay, well, that's what I meant. Yeah, then you're good. I thought you meant they don't find that out until after they pay. Because that would be...
Like, what kind of rights?
Yeah.
So, she... Yeah. Okay, yeah, no. It says you get unlimited leasing rights. And then it tells you that, you know, you'll get an agreement. Obviously, again, like, in your email.
Okay. Like, well, maybe they should outline those things so people do know that they're giving up. But you know, because if it's a... Yeah. They just should outline that, just to be safe. That makes some sense. Because if people are buying it, they're thinking they're getting it, and that's all that is. You know, but it's like, if that's not outlined, that they owe you your split, you know, I mean, obviously...
So you think I could add, like, maybe like a preview agreement button or something like that?
I would think that would be beneficial. Because I know by law, okay, you're not... Because here's the thing. It does cover it by law because you're not just selling your ownership of the creative part. But right. if it's stated, then I don't think anybody could have the... would be coming at you later going, well, I leased this. Why am I giving you more money? Because it's not outlined in the agreement. So definitely look into that. Just in case. Then you're covered, you know, so.
Yeah, so then it can't be like, oh, I didn't know, like,
yes.
you were, okay, I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Yeah, because, like I said, you and I know, it's like, you know, even when I do a...
Yeah, I guess, again, like, it's like, even if I know, it doesn't mean
they that. Know. They don't know that.
They know.
Right.
And it's, like, only fair if I, you know, provide that information up front. So.
Yes.
Okay. You know, I will take that. No, I mean that makes sense.
Yeah, I know.
I definitely can appreciate.
It's like okay, perfect example. Say if you, here we go, let's talk about dating again. Let's talk about relating these things to dating. I don't know if you did this with your girlfriend, but I've done this with girls. You have those conversations where you say, here's an ideal relationship for me. And you kind of talk and just have these conversations like, oh, I like this, or I really like this out of a relationship. And I look for this and this and this. You know, and then they say, so it's like that same kind of thing. Because I know if somebody works with me, I let them know in the beginning what the deal is, you know, before they pay. So then they know, like, if they're paying me, I say, well, because you're paying me this much, I still get my royalties. Like, you're not buying this outright. You know what I mean? And it's such a, and because a lot of times those little $20 and $30 things, like, okay, here's a perfect example. Let's say one of the beats that we made, goes on a TV show. I can't even speak English. One of the beats you and I made, say it got on a TV show. Now, sometimes there's a sync fee, right? So we might get a sync fee because it's our recording. So say we get $1,000. You and I split that, $500 apiece. But that what that doesn't touch is the composition underneath. And that's me and you also. So, when it gets played on a TV show, BMI tracks it and says, oh, this played at this time, it aired this many times, it was at this time of day, it had this many viewers. They have all their calculations. And say we get another $500 each for royalties on the back end. That's just standard. Because, see, unless I said to you, Jay, I'm going to give you $500 cash to collab on these beats with me. But then I own everything you did. That's different. But I'm not doing that, and neither are these people. This is like that sync fee. You know what I mean? They're giving you a little something to have access to your beats. But that doesn't take the underlying composition. That's still yours.
Okay.
But see, they I can see if people aren't educated, they don't understand that. But
so I can't assume that like
they know. But that's why I said they need to look that up. But also, just from your end to avoid
confusion. Like you could sample. Okay, now I just added it so that.
And I think that clarity will eliminate a lot of, you know, and look, it happens to everybody. I did it when I was young. I was actually scared to tell people that I own half. Because, like, oh, they won't want to work with me. But then the older I got, I was like, wait a minute, like, I can't be screwing myself over. So, hell no. I would tell them, like, I get my cut. I get my cut.
Okay. No, that actually makes sense.
So it eliminates two things. Okay. Then the artist actually knows up front, so you eliminate that need to put out fires. So,
right.
And also, on a positive note too, you may be educating some of the artists, you know, and say, look, here's how it works. You know?
Okay. No, I like that, so I just updated it, so... You know, if they don't do it, if they don't, you know, look at it, I can't force a person to.
Well, as long as it's available to them and it's noted before they purchase, then, you know, what they read and what they don't read is up to them. You know, it's like a agreement, you know, like, that's like when people do that when they get, you know, something new and it's like read the terms of the contract. Most people don't, but I'm sure your terms are not like that. But, you know, yeah.
I put it on here, and it says preview sample agreement. It's the agreement.
Okay, yeah, that's, there you go.
And then when they click on it, it opens up to another window, and it'll show them so that they can...
Well, it's like, I think I told you, this actually cost me... basically a whole album once when I was young, from not clarifying that, because I was producing an artist from LA, and we did a whole album basically, and they were paying me for beats, but it was like advances, but we didn't clarify it up front. So when they're working out the paperwork with my lawyer, the artist calls me and says, why are you getting back-end money? And I said, because I did all the beats. They're like, well, I paid you for all the beats. I said, you didn't buy them outright. It would have been way more. Like, you were paying me basically because I was mixing, I was recording, I was vocal arranging. You know, I was like, this is basically an advance. And they were so mad that they dropped the whole album. They didn't put it out. And they hate me. And I, you know, I felt bad, but it's one of those things. But I learned I needed to be clear up front. You know, I still would have made the record. It was, I liked it. It was fun. And the artist was dope. And, you know, they let that be a lesson. You know what I mean? Like, just be clear up front. If people don't know how it works, tell them how it works. Because that way they can make that decision. Do they want to do that or not? So... And by the way, I would like to think, this is a weird lesson I just was thinking, I would like to think that a lot of young artists would like to be educated on this. Because I don't want them to get screwed either. You know, it's like, shit, you know, Visa asked me questions. We were talking about, like, you know, master recordings and things like that the other day, just for clarification, you know? So, I think if you do, it's almost like a Gary Vee kind of Jedi mind move, is work with artists, but educate them at the same time. You know what I mean? So you're collaborating with people, but at the same time you're going, hey, by the way, just so you know, here's how this works. Like, you get 50%, I get 50%. We both get paid equally. But if you're hiring me, like a work for hire, then you're just buying it outright. Then you don't owe me anymore. But I don't operate that way. Because you can't operate that way when you're selling them for 20 a piece. You can't.
Yeah, because I have it, like, on my main website. I just didn't have it for this one in particular, like, a preview. But that actually makes a ton of sense. Because, like, on my actual website, I have where you can, like, view it.
Okay, yeah.
So, you're right. No, that makes perfect sense. So, I made that update.
Cool.
And see, the difference between it coming from you versus these artists, because it's all about delivery. You know what I mean? So you're saying, it's like, okay, you know what? That makes sense. You know, I said, like, I should have that on here, because if I was someone purchasing something, although I may think, like, well, I've said enough. You know what I mean? But, like, for someone else, it may not be as clear cut. So it's the least I can do. So now I have that on there. I can go to sleep knowing I put it on there.
Yeah.
You know, and what you do with that is...
Right, because here's the thing. If you arm them with the information, you can't feel bad about it. You know what I mean? You can't, because you're like, I told you. But, you know, like I said, even when the example that I gave you, that was my fault. You know, it is my fault because, you know, I worked on that whole record and I knew the rules, but she did not.
Yep.
And if I would have told her and clarified, say, hey, look, I know you're paying me for beats, or you're giving me money, but I'm also, like, she was flying from L.A. to Philadelphia once a week to work with me for 2 days. And I gave her 2 full days. So I'm putting in a lot of time, I'm mixing the records, I'm recording them, I'm arranging them, and I made the beats. There's no way that she was just giving me that amount of money for everything. Like, I don't owe you any more money. It's like, yeah, you do.
Right, but because she didn't know
it wasn't
that,
it wasn't her fault.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Because, like, she thought, you know, because she was new to the business, it's like, well, I'm paying it for beats, I don't owe anything else. Why would I give him more money? But when my lawyer said, well, you owe him, at minimum, producer royalties, and she was like, I don't understand. Because it wasn't... This is why one of my mentors, shout out to Billy, he basically said, like, get an understanding in the beginning. So that way, if there's any confusion, get it out the way, and then you can enjoy making music. You're not arguing, you know, later.
No, that's smart. So I went ahead and did that just because... That does make sense, just so no one is like, oh, well, you didn't tell me. Like, no, you had all the resources, you know, to look at an agreement before you got it. Because, again, it'll probably clear up, too, like, what kind of artist I work with. You know what I'm saying? Because if I get people that read it...
Yep. And they're not going to have a problem.
Then it's like...
But that's the kind of artist you want to work with anyway. You know what I mean? Like... Especially if they do know the rules and then they say, you know, yeah, I didn't, or you're like, you're on some other shit. You know, by the way, I've had people say all kinds of shit to me. So I get it.
Yeah,
I get it, though.
I'm getting used to it.
But, you know, but it's also like, you gotta, you know, come with the information and then, you know, you're good. So, dang, we really used up a lot of time today. was good.
Oh, yeah, that is good. No, I appreciate that because I didn't even think about it like that. You know what I mean? Like, so.
What's that? It's when you assume that people know. That's a mess up because they. I mean, by the way, we've all done. I've done it. I mean, I've definitely still done it. You know, in recent years, I'm sure. Yep. But unless you tell people, say, look, here's how this operates. Here's what I'm going to get. I'm going to legally be obligated to get this. When you get, like, even when, you know, like these indie artists that I work with, by the way, that's the reason we operate the way we, or the way I operate. A lot of times, people will, like, say you have a master recording and say, I paid to get it mixed or get it mastered. Technically, I own that recording. So, say if you're a rapper,
right.
I made a beat, but then I paid for the mixing mastering. Technically, I owe the master. I own it. So, if I get a licensing thing, they're paying to use the master. Technically, that could just be my money because I own the master.
Oh.
I might have to give you a royalty, but not half.
How do you get, like, your DistroKid, would you put that in the agreement? Because I just have my publishing.
It doesn't, well, what's your publishing is, that's you, though, right?
Right, but I'm saying, would you include in the agreement your DistroKid email? Because, like, I'll have people add me to their team on DistroKid, but is that...
Yeah, that should be fun. That should be how you get your money, right?
But I should put that in the agreement, right?
I mean, to make sure they have it, yeah, sure. So, okay. But that's what I'm saying is, like, but here's what I was clarifying was, you can operate however you want. So, it may be a little unorthodox, right. But when I, like, if I get a licensing fee, I don't claim ownership of the master, sole ownership. I actually split it the way the split sheets are split.
Okay. Do you tell people your district? Well, you don't register.
Yeah,
with your
I didn't. I mean, I've been doing
it. How do you get mechanical royalties typically?
That's a tough one. I don't. I think a lot of things just get registered and come through your BMI. So I don't even know if they're actually technically mechanicals. It's such a weird.
So do you worry about?
I don't sweat it too much because nobody's getting them. If anybody is, like...
Because I think the biggest thing that I have in here is just my BMI information.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I guess that should be the main
thing. Yeah, because that's...
That I worry
about.
Because
that's how they're going to pay. They're not going to... See, the thing is with sales, that's the thing you got to worry about.
Yeah.
That I don't know how they do. I don't know. I assume that they split it as well. I assume...
Because, like, with DistroKid, that's how I've had people. But in the agreement, I think it's just going to be important for me to just give them the information on the BMI. Because that's the biggest thing, is, like, publishing. Because everything else is so...
But DistroKid...
You know what I mean?
They pay out money, too.
Pay the mechanical.
Yeah, so they should give you your split then. Yeah. It'll probably come straight from DistroKid. Okay, well, that's great.
Like, but I'm just saying, in the agreement, should I put that in there? Or would you just not?
If they ask, but if they're putting it through DistroKid, or you could just say, yeah, that it's required that your data be entered, so.
I don't know. To be quite honest, like, I'm looking at this now, actually, on BMI, the official split sheet, and this says... this says, YouTube Premium, YouTube Free, Spotify Premium, Pandora, iHeart Free, Apple Trial, Apple Student, Apple Individual, and Apple Family.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. How is that possible?
What are they saying?
This is U.S. Performances Internet Radio. So that's... I don't understand.
I mean, you're not saying anything. You just... What is that? What is that referring to?
It says performance, U.S. performance is internet radio. So is that separate from mechanical? That's performance?
It might be. Well, because are they talking about sales or spins? See, that's where it's different.
Yeah, this just says royalty earnings.
Okay, well, that's performance then. That's not sales.
Oh, but you can still get performance from Apple Student, iHeartRadio, and Pandora.
That's how you get performance royalties.
Oh, that's fire. I thought it was just, like, actual venues.
No. That's how people get paid for Spotify, YouTube. You're getting paid for spins. Oh. Yeah. Yep. So, definitely somebody should put some stuff together so people will know what's coming from where and how they're getting paid. But let's wrap this up because we're over an hour already. But
yeah, no, that's cool. You've educated me a lot and helped me out.
Well, speaking of educating, let's educate the people. Where can people find you if they want to find you?
Mini Producer. Find me at Mini Producer. If you want to tell me I'm on Ho Shit, that's where you can find me.
HoShit.com.
Yeah, HoShit.com.
You have a beat pack called HoShit.
Right, yes. I'm on my HoShit. Anyway, if you want to find me, that's where I'm at. What about, MiniFisher.com.
Dope.
Check me out there.
Simonilla everywhere on Facebook. It's SimonIlla on Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, MySpace, Black Planet. Oh, and Cash App. We should just start giving out our Cash App.
Yo, my Cash there you App go.
But my birthday is coming up. So, anyway.
Yeah, that's correct.
Thank you. Yes, it is. Shout out to Anchor, which allows us to record, edit, and distribute this podcast. Go to anchor.fm to get your own bitch ass. Oh, wait, that's your podcast. Ho Shit Podcast. Yep, talk about all the customer relations all the stuff you got to deal with.
Yeah, all the ho shit that I do, according to these artists.
We'll forgive them by educating them. So.
Yes. You know, that's real life.
So Anchor brings in this podcast, but who produces it?
Oh, it's just okay.
That is correct. And while y'all are out there in the quarantine, people starting to get out and about, so you're starting to mill around, starting to hang out with your friends, sharing time. So share time, and you know what? Share this podcast. And
what's your enemies, though?
You're right. We gotta look. We gotta love the people, even though they're doing ho shit.
Even though they're doing ho shit.
Love the hoes. All right.
Well,
yeah, until next time, this is Simon Illa. And we'll see you on Thursdays, Instagram.
Thursday, Instagram, 7:07.
That's right, we're reviewing music.
Right. B-square.
And let's redo that then. So, until next time, no, I'm kidding. All right, Simon Illa. Alchemy.